feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
The strongest voices in the community, business, and government are those of KRVS listeners. Want to be heard? Get your message out by becoming a KRVS program sponsor. Call 337-482-1437.
Je Savais Pas, a show that reveals something about a creative endeavor that you wouldn't know from the initial observation. Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m., or online at krvs.org.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
On this week's Louisiana Eats, we look at the annual summertime conference that brings the international cocktail scene to the Crescent City. Tales of the Cocktail. New York Times spirits writer Robert Simonson discusses the role New Orleans played in the decline and revival of craft cocktails.
New Orleans has the best of both worlds. You have the tradition, and you've also got innovation.
And Maggie Campbell, head distiller at Privateer Rum, tells us how she's working to make her industry more inclusive.
When I talk about, hey, we need to include more women, the answer I always hear is, we don't want to include people who are unqualified. And it's like, what about them being female means they're unqualified?
We're wetting our whistle with Wizards of the Cocktail World on this week's Louisiana Eats. That's coming up next. But first, the news.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face.
someone else instead of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
We look at the annual summertime conference that brings the international cocktail scene to the Crescent City. Tales of the Cocktail. New York Times spirits writer Robert Simonson discusses the role New Orleans played in the decline and revival of craft cocktails.
New Orleans has the best of both worlds. You have the tradition, and you've also got innovation.
And Maggie Campbell, head distiller at Privateer Rum, tells us how she's working to make her industry more inclusive.
When I talk about, hey, we need to include more women, the answer I always hear is, we don't want to include people who are unqualified. And it's like, what about them being female means they're unqualified?
We're wetting our whistle with Wizards of the Cocktail World on this week's Louisiana Eats. That's coming up next. But first, the news. Support for Louisiana Eats comes from Zatarain's Hot Sauce, specially blended for poor boys, red beans and rice, jambalaya, and all of your favorite Louisiana Eats. From our studios in the Southern Food and Beverage Museum in New Orleans, this is Louisiana Eats. I'm Poppy Tooker. It's Tales time on this week's Louisiana Eats. That's Tales of the Cocktail, an event unlike any other that brings cocktailians from all over the globe to New Orleans in July for some hot action that doesn't just involve the summertime heat. On this week's show, we'll meet Maggie Campbell, the unlikely head distiller at Privateer Rum in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And then we belly up to the Carousel Bar at the Hotel Monteleone, the epicenter of Tales activities every year. Head bartender Marvin Allen tells us about a life behind the rotating bar while mixing up drinks for French Quarter tipplers. For industry success, both Maggie and Marvin must rely on the power of the press. And when it comes to cocktails, there are few greater influencers than Robert Simonson of the New York Times. Robert reports on the cocktail revolution from the revival of the old-fashioned 25 years ago to what's on the horizon next. And when it comes to influence, there are few more influential people in the world of liquor than brand ambassadors. British-born Charlotte Boissy is the reigning queen of ambassadors. Charlotte gives us a peek into the glamorous life of a brand ambassador and reveals what it takes to become one. All hail the cocktail. It's Tales of the Cocktail time on this week's Louisiana Eats.
My name is Maggie Campbell, and I'm the head distiller at Privateer Rum in Ipswich, Massachusetts.
When you picture a rum distillery, a colonial town in New England is maybe not the first thing you imagine. And when you picture a distiller at that distillery, you may not be imagining someone like the outgoing and eloquent Maggie Campbell. Maggie is a rarity. A female distiller at an old guard rum company. During her visit to Tales of the Cocktail, we were able to grab Maggie for a conversation about what it's like to run a New England distillery with a global following, as well as the role she plays in making the industry more inclusive. Now, I understand that a 2004 trip to Scotland had something to do with why you're distilling today.
Before, I was in the middle of getting my degree in philosophy, which is clearly very highly employable. And I was traveling in Scotland, visiting some historic family sites. And I got stuck in the town of Oban. And I asked a woman on the street. I said, you know, I'm waiting for a ferry to Tobermory. What should I do? And she said, oh, go to the distillery. And I was like, oh, this is a job that people do, and I've seen them do it, and it's real. And so I went back to the States and finished my degree and then immediately enrolled in wine school because back then there weren't craft distilling schools. It was really hard to learn. So I went to wine school to learn fermentation and chemistry and barrel selection, and then it kind of evolved from there.
When did you and Privateer Rum come together?
We came together in 2012. And it was through, I had previously worked for Germaine Roban, which is a cognac-inspired distillery in California. And Hubert Germaine Roban, the founder, and I became very close when I worked there. And he had met the owner of Privateer, who wanted to go in a different direction. He was all about creating this new style of rum that actually is kind of an old style of rum. And he was very passionate about it being unadulterated and unsweetened and just, you know, pure spirit distilled well with time. And so Hubert called me in his amazing accent of bonjour, Maggie.
Bonjour, Maggie.
Yes, a rum distillerie in Boston. And I was, you know, I had studied whiskey and I had studied cognac. I didn't see myself distilling rum. And he made me promise to visit. And within 5 minutes of being there and hearing the owner's vision, Andrew Cabot, he has such a clear vision of what he wants and such a connection to rum historically. I knew the quality. I knew the commitment was there. So we picked up our entire life. My husband's also a distiller, and he distills at Privateer as well. And we sold our home and moved across the country.
Explain to us, who was Andrew Cabot and the history behind this
rum? Yeah. The original Andrew Cabot, six generations ago, was a rum distiller in Essex County in Massachusetts, where we distill today, during the Revolutionary War times. And we actually have the original bill of sale for the distillery. And he was a very successful merchant shipper turned privateer fighting for the U.S. in the Revolution. He was incredibly successful. He ended up with a fleet of 23 ships. And even today, we have a couple stills, and one of our stills, which is our pot still, is named Pilgrim after one of his most famed ships.
So Andrew Cabot today was studying his ancestor whom he was named for, tapped into this history of American manufacturing and craftsmanship. And to him, you know, it's this family legacy. It's not something for fun. It's not a costume he puts on. It's he really sees the timelessness in it and is very committed to long distance.
I've never been to Ipswich. Tell me what it's like.
Ipswich is adorable. It's a little seaside sort of fisherman's village. It has a pretty large Greek and Portuguese population who move there for fishing. So the local food is incredible. Beautiful cobblestone streets. It's incredibly picturesque. When I moved there, I was like, is this real? And one of the most important things is that we're on this beautiful salt marsh that leads right to the ocean. So we get fresh ocean air every day in our distillery.
Well, I understand that you believe that the salt air that gets into the barrels is something that adds to privateer rum.
Absolutely. Spirit's a solvent. It absorbs the character of everything it comes in contact with, and that includes the air. The barrels breathe, and right around 18 months, you'll start to get this little mineral finish on the end. And right around 2 years after you sort of take your sip, your mouth will start to really water, and we feel like that's part of the saline effect of that ocean air.
That's fascinating. Now, what is the flavor profile of privateer rum's various products?
The flavor profile of privateer products, I'd say we have a house style, which in general our spirits are dry. We don't re-sweeten our rum. A big misconception about rum is that it's sweet because it's made from sugar. But by the time you ferment it and distilled it, there's no sugar left. So our rums are very dry, they're highly aromatic, and they're really driven on acidity, so that mouth-watering kind of rich texture. Our silver rum is got sort of an apple blossom, pear, freshly...
We all make mistakes in life. Si tu avais manqué la dernière Franco mix, c'est OK. Tu peux m'écouter this Thursday at 9 p.m. seulement sur KRVS 88.7 avec Drake Benoit LeBlanc. Et c'est formidable.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Streaming online at krvs.org.
See? Barn on the Bayou from KRVS 88.7, online at krvs.org. And Johnny Allen, you, honey, have got me whistling. From the Jet Age, Randy and the Rockets, Genevieve.
Genevieve, won't you see you?
right, let's go over the checklist here. Delcom Reeboks, check. Boudin, both hands, check. Six-pack slung over my shoulder, check. And what else do we have? That's enough. Let's go ahead and now do the Cajun twist. It's a Randy David and the Rockets twin spin. It means I'm serious. I'm down on bended knee. Bobby Charles Guidry.
Please forgive me if I cry. But my baby said goodbye. All I do is open prayer that you come back. She left me feeling so blue. I didn't know just what to do. If she'd only come back home, I wouldn't feel so all alone. Tears I shed all tears in vain. Send my baby back again. I didn't know I'd miss her so. Tell me why'd she have to go. God, I pray to you above. Send me back the girl I love. Do this for me, won't you please? I beg of you on bended knee.
Guitar Gable.
Middle of a dream, I heard somebody. was afraid I would make it by. I would be alone with a worried mind. But when I opened up my eyes, I saw there to my surprise the sweetest girl I ever seen was that girl they call Irene. Irene, Irene, you the girl of my dream. But when I opened up my eyes, I saw there to my surprise the sweetest girl I ever seen was that girl they call Irene. Irene, Irene, of my dream. Irene, Irene, baby, please stay here with me.
Part of the Bayou with Bobby Jenkins and the Jades. You mean everything to me.
To my lonely prayer, you are an angel from above. I was so lonely till you came to me with the wonder of your love. I don't know how I ever lived before. You are my life, my destiny. Should ever, ever go away, there would be lonely tears to cry. The sun above would never shine again, there would be teardrops in the sky. So hold me close and never let me go, and say our love will always be. Mi oración eres solución del cielo, un ángel eres. Tan triste hasta que a mí viniste con la maravilla de amor. Antes viví y no lo sabré. Say goodbye, there would be lonely tears to cry. The sun above would never shine again, there would be teardrops in the sky. So hold me close and never let me go, and say our love will always be. Oh my darling, I love you so. It is.
Barn on the Bayou Show. TK.
Tears on my pillow. Thank you.
up to you. You decide what you gonna do. Up to you.
Houston. Yeah, hello, Houston. I need some more drill pipe. Dale Houston and Grace Broussard.
You were the first true love that I had. That's why you treated me so bad. What's a broken heart to do when love has proven to be untrue? My heart cries for you at night. I lie awaiting for the light, hoping that you'll return to me. Belinda, bring your love to me.
Bring your love to me.
Belinda, darling, what did I do? Made you do this thing to me. Or was it someone else you found that caused you to let me down? No one can love you like I do. My heart is beating just for you. Think things over in your mind. I can't believe you're the leaving kind. Oh, won't you listen to my plea? Belinda, bring your love to me. What made you do this thing to me?
Cooking the Cupcakes, and now with Phil Phillips and the Twilights, we head on down the Sea of Love.
Come with
of love. I want to tell you how much I love you. Do you remember when we met? That's the day I knew you were my pet.
A wonderful star.